Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point. My name's Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I got Matt Hestel.
Welcome, everybody, back to The Breaking Point, only on 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.
What if right now we're all in virtual reality and we don't know it?
The Matrix. Someone's like,
and we wake up and we're like 3 years old with a VR thing on.
I feel like it's kind of like a museum, you know, when it says the museum. Do not touch sign.
Museum?
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 It's like museum.
What is going on today, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Ethan Sellers, and alongside me, I got Matt Hestel.
Hey.
Rachel Lacey.
Good morning.
And this is Breaking Point Week 72.
BP in the AM.
Number two in the AM.
Number two. Get that trending on Twitter, by the way. Hit us up at Twitter, at BP Radio Show.
Yeah,
and
guys.
Check us out. Get hashtag BP in the AM trending.
If we can become number one in trending in the world, I think that's our expectation. I think that's our goal.
Make it happen.
All 50 of our followers.
First of all, Europe is just a weird culture in general. And they have elongated that weirdness into a new universe. And they are making an underwater restaurant.
Wait, what?
They're making a restaurant that is underwater. So basically, like, half of the building is above ground, and then half of it is under the water.
Is it like that underwater hotel? It's like 40 stories deep.
Kind of, except it's a restaurant, so you can eat there. So, like, if you want to have an all underwater experience, first you go to the underwater hotel, and okay. Then you go to this underwater restaurant.
How do they eat food?
It's a building that is underwater.
So there's not water inside of it. So it's not a swimming pool like the hotel.
Yes.
That makes a lot more sense to me now.
It's okay, Matt.
Okay.
It's okay.
So it's underwater. It's 36-foot windows. That's ridiculous. That's so easy to break.
Yeah.
Probably not, actually.
36-foot windows.
But
I think it said that they prepped for any kind of underwater conditions.
That makes
like
sense.
They've been prepping for, to have this underwater restaurant for a while.
What happens if like a lot of fish just run into the glass and the glass begins to break?
It probably takes a lot more than
think
a couple
a
fish.
A fish is going to break some glass.
This is in Norway, right? So
yeah.
What sea life do they have in Norway that could destroy a thing?
Fish.
I bet they have like whales.
Oh, right, Ethan.
Whales?
I bet they have whales.
You think a whale's coming straight at this?
It's not like crazy deep though. It's only like 5 meters down. So that's not
5 meters
too much.
Below the surface. That's nothing.
That's like
exactly.
Wait, how many feet is that?
Math.
American metric.
16 feet.
Oh. Point
four. 16.4
taking my
feet.
Job.
So that's kind of that's kind of deep. I mean,
yeah.
like you could
16.4. That's like two
just,
really tall humans.
Yeah, like you couldn't just wait. It'd be 2 8-footers.
Yeah.
That's fairly tall.
That's like two of the tallest people in the world. Stacked on top of each other.
Oh, Matt.
But basically, they're going to be worried that people were going to be claustrophobic because some people freak out when they're underwater. So basically, they included elements like some wood and a lot of light. So they think it's natural light, but it's like not, so that you feel like it's bigger than it is. So that's kind of cool. Like, that's smart.
You get claustrophobic at school?
No.
Nope.
I do. Like, in my class, like, I just get stir crazy, and like, I can't stand it. Like,
all right, so... You guys ever been to another country?
I've been to Japan and Korea.
I've been to Canada, past Niagara Falls.
I've been to
I've been to like further Canada.
Okay, but. I've been to Canada at Niagara Falls. That's about it.
That's
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
So I'm the most well-traveled here?
In other countries, yes.
That's just sad.
I've been to the Bahamas. That's awesome.
Never been to
Puerto
Bahamas.
Rico.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Been to Canada.
But that's
it.
So
that's America. Not Canada.
Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Puerto Rico is a territory. But
yes.
So you've been to these places that speak other languages, right?
Yes.
Did you have any trouble trying to understand them or translating or anything like that?
I dropped Spanish so fast, so I struggled a lot.
Okay.
I'm in Latin 4, and the most knowledge of Latin I have is salve, which means hello.
Salve.
Salve.
Salvete. Isn't that like hello everybody?
I think it is. I don't know.
Yikes.
I know somebody who they're fluent in Spanish, but they're not from Spain, and they're Italian. So they went to Italy and they just spoke Spanish and everyone understood them.
That's
like,
so crazy.
Spanish is just like same thing as Italian pretty much.
Whoa.
But so like you guys have had the issue where you couldn't tell what they're saying, right? So
yep.
Google Pixel Buds are this new thing Google's rolling out. It can translate 40 languages in real time.
Wait, what do you mean?
So, like,
how's that work?
You have the Pixel Buds in your ears.
Oh, so it's like a device that goes in your ears?
Yeah, they're
like an earbud.
Like an earbud.
Whoa.
Pixel Buds. right? So you have the earbuds, and it translates in real time. Say someone's speaking Swedish, which is what the demonstration was. They will speak Swedish to you, and you will hear English.
That's genius.
That's so weird. Why technology's so weird. That's crazy.
Why didn't anybody think of that before?
I don't know. It can be used for 5 hours at a time also, so it's a 5-hour battery life. So it's like better than most phones.
Yeah.
But it's still not great. I think like a 12-hour, that'd be solid, because then you could use it all day.
We're getting there.
I feel like there's going to be translation errors. Like, it's just...
Well, yeah, probably.
Because you know on Google Translate, when you type in something, it's not like perfect. It's wacky.
Yeah, most of the time, that's just because it's like old language, so it doesn't get like the modern.
Yeah. So I was thinking, so you guys know the United Nations, right? They have everyone's together from all around the world, and they speak different languages, and they have translators, professional translators, who sit there with headphones on, and they translate real time what the person's saying.
Mm-hmm.
What I feel like this could eliminate the need for translators.
Yeah, completely. I like they would just wear their headphone things, and then they could hear everything.
Yeah, but then also it could be like, so one of the biggest fears that I've heard from the translators is like, they like misinterpret something and they say something wrong and they start a war. I feel like that could totally happen with the Pixel Buds.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I feel like there's actually like
a war because of the Pixel Buds.
Usually like computers are more accurate than humans for the most part. Sometimes. But I feel like this is a case where like human error is less intense than Pixel Bud error.
True. Do you guys like bananas?
I love bananas.
I hate bananas.
You hate bananas?
I used to be in your boat. They kind of gross me out. I don't know.
I don't know why, but every now and then I just get a random Charlie horse, like right in the middle of the night, and it just wakes me up. It's the most annoying thing in the world. So like I eat bananas, like I have 3 a week at least.
Ew.
Only three a week?
I said at least.
That's nothing, dude. Doesn't do anything for you.
I'm doing my best.
Try harder.
So apparently... bananas are on the verge of possibly for a while.
Don't say it.
Something.
Say it.
And we have a skit to show what we think might happen. So yeah.
Hype.
Yeah. So I'm gonna play it.
All right, go for it.
Hey guys, I could really go for a banana smoothie right now.
Yeah, me too. I got a Charlie horse last night, and I've been told bananas prevent them or something like that.
Didn't you guys hear? It's a banana apocalypse.
This just in. Bananas are going extinct.
On the note, Halachim Nechol.
La tienda a comprar sus últimas.
Millions are flocking to the grocery store to buy their last bundles.
I know Ethan's been sneaking bananas at night. I've caught him with a banana peel claiming it was from before. But I know that can't be true. He's had way too many banana peels. I think I'm planning on starting a coup with the other survivors to take back the bananas that are left.
I've been rationing out the last bananas. It's been 3 days since the news report said it was the end. I fear Rachel and Matt might team up to take my nanners. I need to build defenses around the perimeter of my house. No one is stealing my bananas.
Guys, let's be real. It's just bananas.
Matt, what are you talking about? Didn't you see the news? It's all over. It's all over.
What will my kids eat when they have a mid-afternoon snack? What will go in my strawberry smoothie?
Strawberries?
No, it can't just be strawberries.
Bananas won't go extinct for at least another 10 years.
Did you guys hear that? We're fine.
Guys, I think I have a plan to stop this. We have to just buy every single banana left on the market. Then there will be enough for each of us to have at least one every day until we die.
No, Ethan, the bananas won't stay good for that long.
Guys, you will survive without bananas.
No, we won't.
Yeah, so bananas are going extinct. It's kind of sad. I'm scared.
I'm scared too, but I really like my plan until Rachel brought up that point.
Well, so bananas... They go bad so fast. Supposedly, they go bad fast, but I've been told that if you take plastic wrap or something and you wrap it around the top of the bundle, or the finger, right? It's called a finger of bananas. You wrap it around the top, and it keeps like the moisture in so it doesn't rot as fast.
Okay, really? But if bananas were going extinct, wouldn't we just take a banana that we have now and like plant it?
But the problem with that is, so the reason why they're going extinct is because they're making the seeds in the bananas so small, and because they're so small, we can't plant them, or if we do, they won't, like, it's harder for them to grow. So it takes a lot more seeds to actually make a tree than it used to be.
Is it a banana tree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoa. All right, guys, this has been the Breaking Point week number 72.
Yeah, be sure to hit our Twitter up at BP Radio Show. Follow us on Instagram, breakingpoint.whje. We have a poll going on Twitter, which is better, 2000s or 80s movies? Let us know. Yeah,
Thanks for waking up with us.
Thanks for waking up with us. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. It's a good time.
And stay young. And that's the name of this song. Stay young. Yeah.